Our generation is in desperate need of the gospel. The simple and straightforward preaching of the cross alone will do. By God's grace, many in our generation have rediscovered it. And they have found it in the good old paths of Reformed evangelicalism. There they find not gimmicks but grace, not distractions but sound doctrine, not entertainment but exposition, not a man-centered program but God-centered proclamation. But regrettably, at least in North America, this rediscovery has largely been restricted to white middle-class Christians. Though unintentional, it shouldn't be the norm. The gospel is for everyone, every poor, burdened sinner. And that includes the poor, the stranger, the fatherless, the widow. Our Lord calls us to bring the gospel to all. And with that gospel, we should bring the richness of the Reformed faith to those on the other side of the tracks. Like lepers outside the gate, it is not right for us to hoard our newly discovered riches. This gospel, this Reformed gospel, which is nothing else than the pure doctrine of Scripture, should penetrate America's suburbs and its cities. Paul was debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, to the wise and to the unwise. We too must go and bring this good news and the wealth of the Reformed faith to people who don't look like us, speak like us, or dress like us. We must not stagnate but spread, for our truth is not a mere taste, one option among many in an already crowded religious marketplace. I'm convinced that the people of our cities need it just as much as we do. They need sound, expository, Christ-centered, applicatory preaching. They need biblical church government, filled with men who are exemplary husbands and fathers. They don't need more self-anointed pastors, but called, trained, ordained men accountable to their colleagues. Like us, those in our inner cities need church membership, catechesis, pastoral visitation, church discipline, regulated worship, Lord's Day observance, and family religion. Our forebears thought so too, giants of the faith and giants of missionary zeal. Thomas Chalmers once said that in our cities, there must be nothing less than an actual search and entry upon the territory of wickedness. A mere signal of invitation is not enough. We must rather go out to the streets and the highways, and by every fair measure of moral and personal and friendly application, compel the multitude to come in. It is in this spirit that the Reformed Parish Mission began. Brethren, pray for us, and if you can, join us.